Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I like that. Musical stylings of Tony Salvatore. Very nice. Nice day, beautiful day. Boy, it's almost like summer. Time to do that switch around. And today we'll have some fun. I'll see what I'm going to play. Not sure today, but we'll have some fun. The Funny Friday, where anybody can call in and anything can happen. You know me, I like to start mine with my friend Tom Carosa's new CD, Zesty, and my favorite song. Here it comes.
Get ready, everyone, let's do it!
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potatoes, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within. Six and still at two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Oh, all my buddies are on the line. Rachel Willigoren. I always wonder, Rachel Willigoren. Sounds like a magical, fruity, delicious cereal. Steve Mendoza. Sounds like a medicine. I bet I have to get me some Mendoza for later in the day. And, of course, George Bettinger in the chat room. Love that, George. 106 Hot Mix every day at 4 p.m. I can't live without my dose of funny when it's not Friday at 11 a.m. I'm at George's place. Oh, let's see. We have someone on the line. I think we have a special guest today. I think it has to do with the 100-year anniversary of the Titanic. And let me see if I can get online. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Fran. It's Fran Capo, www.francapo.com, who's got some interesting things going on now with the 100th anniversary of the Titanic. Go, Fran.
Well, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, it's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, and what they've done, besides doing massive coverage on it, there's a ship that actually left out of Southampton on April 8th, and they're recreating the cruise, obviously not to the exact detail, otherwise they'd be hitting an iceberg, but just to the point of what they would have been doing. And I have the connection because I am one of the few people in the world that actually went down to the wreck site site of the
Titanic. Is that 108 people, Fran?
That's right. Only 108 people in the world have gone down to the wreck site. More people have been to outer space. And the cool thing was in 2005, which is when I went down, that was the last time they let civilians go down. And now scientists still go down. So we were on the last trip that went down to see the Titanic, because now they're trying to make Ballard, who found the Titanic in 1986, is trying to make a mortuarium on it and saying that no visitors could go down. Now, he's claiming that it's because of salvage rights, but there's two different companies. There's RMS Titanic, which is responsible for bringing up the salvage 8,000 artifacts, and they're the ones that take the exhibit around the world. And then there's the Deep Ocean Expedition, which takes visitors and scientists down, and that's who I went down with. But, Nancy, I think you know the story of me going down, which was kind of crazy.
Well, my listeners don't, so tell my listeners.
Okay. So the I had done the book signing at the top of Kilimanjaro. So that picture of me doing the book signing circled around the world, and picture circled around the world. And what happened was, I get an email out of the blue from Brian Day O'Connor. Now, at that point, I didn't realize it was the former U.S. Supreme Court Justice's Sandra Day O'Connor's son.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, and I mean, I just see the name. Why would I think it's the son of the Supreme Court Justice, So I see the name, and he's like, I think you're amazing. I didn't know a person like this existed. You took your son to Kilimanjaro. P.S. I'm an adventurer, too, and I'm going down to the Titanic. And I'm like, what do you mean going down to the Titanic? I didn't know people could do that. And then he's like, yeah, you need special permission. So I said, well, I'm an author. I could write about it. And, it's like saying all these different things. So he got permission for me to do it. Now, there were requirements. So the first requirement for going down to the Titanic was that they said that you can't have high blood pressure. I'm like, okay, that's not a problem. The second one said that you can't be claustrophobic. And I said, well, what happens if you are? They said, well, it's only 7 feet inside the submersible. If you're claustrophobic and you panic down there, we shoot you with a dart gun. I'm like, a dart gun? And they said, yeah, we have to put you out because we can't have you pressing buttons. So I said, well, what's the third requirement? They said you can't have excessive flatulence. And then I was like, why? Excuse me. And they said, because it's pure oxygen in there. If you fart too much, you would actually blow up the submersible. So I was thinking to myself, that's not the way I want to go down in history. Fast talker blows up Titanic with her ass. So I was like, okay. So now but I didn't know what, excessive was. So I looked online and found out the average person farts 18 times a day. So I started counting. When I got to 12, I figured I was safe unless there was six more in my sleep that I didn't know about. So I was like, okay, fine. So now I think I'm going down with Brian Day O'Connor. And so we get there. You get to the port, which is in St. John's, because Titanic was on the way from England to New York, and it actually sunk 38 hours off the, I'm saying hours because I don't know what in miles, 38 hours you have to go from St. John to where it sank, which was southeast of St. John's, which is in Newfoundland, whatever.
Newfoundland.
The Newfoundland. Right. So I'll let you say that part. So anyway, So we get to the port, and, we get on board, and, they're telling us all the instructions. And on board is all the scientists that, Ralph White, who was the photographer who was with Ballard when Ballard saw the Titanic for the first time. So I was with the photographer who took the very first pictures, back then, they found the ship in 86. We took the pictures then when there were bags and things like that and stuff down there. And so, with him, and I think I'm going down Brian Day O'Connor, and they switch my partner to this Japanese woman. Now, I literally have nothing against Japanese
you
people.
You have to go. I'm posting it now on here. Go to Fran Capo, and you'll see where to click on this fantastic footage.
Unseen footage, yes.
Unseen, never before seen, except that Fran Capo took these pictures. So they're very exclusive. Actually, they were just featured on CNN, weren't they?
Yes. CNN wanted to speak to someone who had been down there, and so I, supplied my stills, and I supplied my video footage. I have over 50, I mean, I have, I mean, I have 36 hours of footage. So what I did was I quickly, because CNN needed a piece, I went and edited it down to a two-minute video, which is on the website, which people can see. But that's just a trailer to, I have a 54-minute video and then a 20-minute video and then
where,
a CD of all
minute?
Still.
I didn't know that. I got to say in the chat room, because the chat room's, let me mention the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. You've got your big fan, George Bettinger, from the Mom and Pop Shop, 106 Hot Mix. Rachel Will Gordon, she's another fan. Rudy Kisley, he said those poor souls and those, yeah, those pair of shoes that you keep seeing. But tell them what you did at the Titanic, Rudy, so you won't feel so bad. And Steve Mendoza, I see you. And Steve says to tell you your footage is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Tell Rudy what special thing you did for the poor souls, Fran.
Well, what I did was I decided that, no, I had found out that no one had ever said a prayer down by the wreck site of the Titanic. They said it up, you know, on land, and there were memorials done up on land, but no one had ever said it down there. And so when I went down there, I didn't want to just go down there as, you know, observer of history and seeing that as, you know, like someone would go to Gettysburg or Pearl Harbor, you know. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to do something special. So I actually became an ordained minister, and I contacted a U.S. Navy chaplain to find out the proper prayers you should say, because it's a different type of prayers that you say for burials at sea. So he gave me a non-denominational prayer to say down by the wreck site of the Titanic, and that's in my video also, me saying the prayer over the wreck site of the Titanic.
And is that in the long version or the other version?
No, it's in the short version, because I wanted everybody to be able to see it. So it's actually in the short version of that, the two-minute video
so
clip.
So give them again. I've been posting it, but tell them where they go, because I've been putting it in the chat room.
If you go to Fran Capo, FranCapo.com, and you click on the video, you'll see it as soon as you come to the website. It shows me going down, how you go down in the mirrors, and, you know, the submersibles, and how you get into the mirrors, and the trip, what we saw out the window, shows the bow, and then it shows me doing a book signing down there and doing the prayer service down by the wreck site. And also, my mom, who had loved the movie The Titanic, you know that there's the
replicas. I saw that on CNN,
yeah.
The little pendant.
Yeah, the pendant. I wore it because my mom had loved the Titanic so much. She wore that pendant, and I said, Mommy, I'm going to make it special. I'm going to bring that pendant with me down
Aww.
There so you could actually say you have a pendant down by the wreck site of Titanic. So because my mother was saying prayers for those people too, so she was able to wear the pendant and then say the prayers, because that pendant had been, you know, you can say prayers. You don't have to be down there.
You know what?
There,
I'm going to go back when I redo this episode. I'm going to put Titanic as one of the words. Because this is very informative. But I should let the audience know it's www.francapo.com, and you go to that video there. But also, Fran is a comedian and author of 17 books and world record holder, so she's not just some caller calling in to say, I went down to the Titanic. You're talking about
right.
a remarkable woman here whose new book is now out on Kindle? Is that
Yes, my Almost a Wise Guy book is now on Kindle. Yes.
So, I mean, if you want a quick fix of Fran Capo, you really got to check out her books and stuff. And not only that, she's been part of the Momedy Comedy Festival, part of Mamapalooza for years and years. She's one of my main performers that I love working with, Fran Capo. But, oh, thank you, George. Everybody's posting your site, Fran. Are you in the chat room, Fran? Can you see it?
No, but that's fantastic.
Oh, Steve Mendoza, by the way, who we're going to get on stage eventually, Steve Mendoza. We're going to get you on stage. Wonderful guy. Happens to be a chef. And Steve, post your cooking website. And George Bettinger. George, yes, I'm going to play you. George Bettinger. George Bettinger says the two-minute video is great. You see a lot. Yeah. And the quality, Fran, is so good. What kind of camera were you using for that?
You know, it's funny. I mean, I should know what camera I was using. I literally went out and bought, like, I think it was a Sony, a little tiny Sony, and Pete Klusman, my editor, said, this took such, I mean, I only bought it because it could switch from stills to movies really quick.
Oh, well,
and
they're
said,
like HD. The quality
yeah,
is fantastic.
And it wasn't HD. And it wasn't HD back then in 2005. I mean, they weren't doing HD. And it just, like, I only used the light that was on the camera. And so I was really lucky that it took such great pictures because I had a backup camera. I was really nervous, like, oh, my gosh, if I don't do the right thing. I mean, this is the one trip down there, you know. And, you know, you're not going to be – and now that I realize, I mean, you know, people can't go down right now anymore. You know, but at that point I thought, you know, hey, maybe some in the future, you know, go down. But at that point I was like, you know, this is my trip. I got sponsors, you know, because it was $35,000 to be able to go down there. And the thing is, what people don't realize is when you see that bow, well, okay, there's a couple of things. People always say, you know, hey, did you see bags? Did you see this? Did you see that? First of all, the ship has been down there now for 100 years. So obviously things deteriorate. And there are sea worms at the bottom of the ocean. And the first thing the sea worms eat is the wood. So there's no wood left.
Well,
like, you won't see wood.
Yeah.
And then
the
next thing is that, you know, obviously the salvage company did take up a lot of artifacts, but the things that are left down there, there are no shoes to see down there at the wreck site anymore. That's pictures from a long time
ago.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
See, people?
Yeah.
We didn't know that. We got the authority here, Fran Capo.
Yeah, that is not like what you see when you're down there. When you're down there, the only thing that you see, obviously, is the metal, the ship itself, and you see, you know, bottles and plates and you see, you know, wash basins from the third class. You know, but you'll see something in the sand, and you not know what it is. Because like,
leather is kind of indestructible. Cause it's
but
insured.
Leather all is not down there.
No,
leather
no more is, shoes.
No, there's none of that anymore because the salvage company took that up, and all those artifacts are in the roving exhibit.
Let me take a minute here, Betty Jo. I see you're in the chat room. Did you ever do anything on the Titanic, Betty Jo? Type that in. Follow her where down. No, follow her. They're too funny. They're joking. Betty Jo, did you ever do anything on the Titanic or sunken ship stories? You should have Fran on if you do. But. Yeah, so that's great. Rudy Keisley is doing jokes here in the chat room. Yeah, so you went down there, and now you're going to be on a couple of other radio shows too, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I actually did three yesterday. I was on Jeanette, you know, our friend Jeanette Barber, who's the 5-time Emmy Award winner.
I love Jeanette Barber. Jeanette used to work with Rosie. She was
right,
the head writer.
Yes, and she has her own radio show now called Jeanette's Show on Sirius XM, which is on Thursday nights from 8 to 9:30, and she's also on Friday mornings and on the XM Sirius Star Channel 107. So I did that yesterday.
Oh, I have XM, so can I only listen in the car? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that, and then I did the Rick Trader show yesterday out of Philly, and then today I'm doing Teresa Chase's show, which is another internet show. I posted that today on Facebook, and I'm supposed to at noon be doing Bloomberg News with Joe Franklin, and then
Joe Franklin. Tell him I said hello.
I will. He knows you guys. I will tell him. George does a great impression of him. I can't do George's impressions, but George is offended. I know George and you do an impression of me.
I know.
But I can't do an impression of you guys doing an impression of me.
George Frettinger and I love to do for Fran.
Yeah.
But that's great, Fran. So let's say the site again. I'm going to post it. Everybody, it's on my Facebook pages as well if you lose it. But you know what? Do me a favor. Those of you listening who have Facebook pages, I just posted this. If you'll just copy and paste Fran's thing so we can get – it's the 100th anniversary, and it's so awesome to get this footage ahead of time. It's a terrific thing. And Betty Jo Tucker, did you answer me, Betty Jo? I'm saying here, Betty Jo, my friend. Okay,
right. That's why people didn't realize. That's why the 3D movie was out. It was out because of the 100th anniversary.
I don't know if I want to see people thinking in 3D.
right, exactly. But the thing is also like when you're down there, it's amazing because like people realize.
I got to tell you something. Betty Jo just wrote, I said, did you ever do anything? And she goes, Betty Jo from Movie Attic Headquarters wrote, no, I just. Wait, the thing moves so fast because Betty Jo's writing. Wait, I got to go back. It's pretty funny. She said, I just got in trouble over Titanic the movie. Gave it a negative review, and all the women in my family shunned me after that.
Oh, no. Well, she could get back in the good graces if she had somebody talking about it, maybe.
But it's it's great, Fran, what you're doing. And we've posted it about a dozen times here, Fran.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks to all your listeners.
Anything you want to add, go to Fran's – just also, let me see. My friend Steve Mendoza, Fran has got a book on stand-up comedy. If you go to her website, it's not on Kindle yet, right?
No, you're talking about the humor and business speaking in everyday life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's on my. That's in my bookstore on FranCapo.com.
Steve, so go to there, and Steve, email me, and I'll set you up with some open mics that I know about. But go there and check it out. And, well, thank you, Fran Capo, www.francapo.com, everybody. And Betty Jo says it's great what Fran is doing. I know. She's amazing.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank
so
you all for supporting it. And also, if you guys want, because I, you know, Twitter all the crazy different adventures I do, so if people could follow me also on Twitter, which is, you know, at Fran Capo, then as I'm out in the woods, like, I'm at the Boogeyman's Castle. I'm at the you know, because I'm always Twittering the crazy places that I am. But right now, if people could, because I want people to be able to see that video of footage that's never been seen before, because then they really get to see what it's like.
So all
you know,
of you, I think you won't have a problem. George Pettinger, I think, has posted it already on his site. I've posted it on all mine. So if all of you listening, Steve Mendoza could post it on your sites as well, or if you've opened it already, as I think, Steve, you already did, share it. If everybody just shares the Fran thing, this little
I would really appreciate that.
We support our chat room people there. Rudy, I see everybody's typing furiously. They're like telling jokes on my thing. Oh, my God. I can't read this as fast because I'm in the smaller chat room. Nearsay Today was sending like, tell Fran an article on nearsay.com later today. She's going to send. So go to nearsay.com and you could read Rachel, I always want to say, Wilgoren. Rachel Wilgoren's article on Fran. Fran, you're going to be in an article today, too.
Where, in Nearsay?
No, you're going to be in nearsay.com.
Oh, Nearsay, that's right.
Nearsay.com. Rachel Wilgoren just posted it in the chat room.
That's
so you can
right.
read
I didn't
read about it.
Yes, because we did the interview. I mean, on the phone, we did the interview, and she said that the article was going to come out today. So, yes, tell her to also post it on my Facebook if you're listening, Rachel. And also, Journal News just did a story about me in their thing. I just posted it on Facebook, too. I mean, it's truly an amazing thing, and people ask, why this ship? Because there are other ships, more people died, but the thing is, this ship, it's kind of like Muhammad Ali, how he always touted that he was the best. This ship was touted as the ship of dreams, unsinkable, and so when it had made such a big, you know, impression on everybody, and then when it sank, it was unfathomable.
It reminds me of what the Greeks said about that the biggest sin of all was pride in Greek mythology.
Oh, wow. That's interesting thing because then,
the
you know, it's almost
that,
like...
That was the biggest sin you could have would be that of pride was the biggest sin.
And
you wanted to say you can't go against the faith by saying it's unsinkable.
Right. I see. That's why when people say, "Oh, do you feel you're the best?" I'm like, "I feel I'm good." I always say to Spencer, my son, I go, "You want to be confident, not conceited." Because confidence...
I'm sorry. They're writing about you in my chat room. You can't see it, but okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, the only reason I don't put the chat room on, because I have a tendency, like, George is IMing me also, and when I look over there, then I get distracted of thought, and if I saw the
so
chat
go,
room...
Go ahead, tell me your thing, go ahead.
Now I don't remember what thing you said.
Well,
what I mean?
Talking about pride, that you said the biggest thing about confidence is...
Oh, I say to Spencer all the time, I say, you know, have confidence, be confident, not conceited, because the thing is, people admire confidence. They like a confident person, but a conceited person, even if you have the best advice in the world, no matter what, if you're conceited, people just turn off. They're like, oh, that person's too filled with themselves. So
yeah.
You want to be humble. You want to just
very
say,
good advice.
Hey, this is what I do. I just want to let you know about it. I'm not saying I'm the greatest, I'm the best, well, but I'm just saying that, you know, maybe this can help you. You know what I mean? That's how you present yourself, and you need to really come from a place of heart, not from a place of you think you're so damn hot.
Yeah, well, that's pride. That's what they said, that was the biggest sin to have, was to do that. And so that's very good. www.francapo.com. George Benger just wrote, you want to see something funny? Give Fran a glass of milk. She gets drunk. I think it's cranberry juice.
Well, no, he knows. Van George have a running running joke. Well, cranberry juice does get me drunk, but Georgia and I have been friends since high school. And I don't know, we were playing a trivia game, whatever, and I don't drink. That's just part. And so George said to me one time when we were playing, I don't know, we were playing Pictionary, whatever we were playing, and then he said, "You want a glass of milk?" And for some reason, whatever was in the milk got me drunk. And I couldn't, he asked me about some movie title or whatever it was, and I couldn't think the name, and I go, "I don't know, The Naked Sipper?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" Oh, I have no clue. I'm drunk on the milk. So.
And we're going to go out with, by the way, I forgot to mention, besides being a how many time world record holder?
A 5-time world record holder, and that's all on the site.
That's all on the site, too. But, Fran, thank you for being on the show. We're going to go Fran's 1 minute and 22 seconds of the 4th of July rendition. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you. And I'm going to – and go, everybody go see Nancy in Wamedy if you can.
Yes, Wamedy. Oh, no, not that Wamedy. Go see me this week because they got to be a friar.
Oh.
Go see me this week, Wednesday night, 8:30. I'll be emceeing Michelle Ballin's show at Gotham Comedy Club. So just go to Gotham Comedy Club, the 8:30 show. Make your reservations. You'll see me emceeing there. And thank you, Fran. And we're going out on Fran Capo on the 4th of July. www.francapo.com. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Fran Capra, the Guinness Book of World Records fastest talking female, and I just want to wish you a very happy July 4th. Actually, it should be September 3rd, because the U.S. became independent officially only after the War of Independence, September 3rd, 1783, when British King George III, why these people can't come up with original names, I'll never know, got together with U.S. head hunters and signed the Treaty of Paris, so it's really September 3rd, not July 4th. But, that being said, I figured I'd tell you how I'm going to spend my July 4th, which is really September 3rd, just in case you want to spend it the same way. First of all, I'm going to have a party. Well, actually, first I got to buy the stuff at the party. Paper plates, cups, books. Balloons. You can get them on sale. Anyway, those of you who know me, why would you know me unless, of course, one of your friends knows I hate to cook. So, I'm going to invite my friend Caesar over. Caesar loves to cook. And Caesar's going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, Kool-Aid, not the type that kills, and no drinking. I don't want people slobbering all over the place with their beer breaths and everything like that. All right, you know what? If they want to drink, they can hide in the corner. Mom, is that you? I really hate drinking. Did I tell you that I get drunk on cranberry juice? It's true. Hey, anyway, then I'm going to hang up some flags. Hey, got to be patriotic. I could even have my friends do a parade. Okay. Maybe not. Get a hold of some fireworks, legal, of course. And then send everyone home and have enough leftovers so I don't have to cook for a week. Simple, done, over. Now get out of here. Oh, and have a safe July 4th.
We've got your house surrounded. Put the fireworks down and get your hands up.
www.francapo.com. Hey, George, let's have a little Bettinger on the line here.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you, fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, no. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya,
Tuts. Who you calling Tuts, Q-Ball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hano, huna, hano, tina, macarena. Bop, tootie, bop, tootie, bop, tootie, bina. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
George Bettinger, every day, 4 p.m., 106hotmix.com. That Fran Capo, she's pretty amazing. I feel like an underachiever next to her. She's like out there. George Bettinger, I think he's the red M&M, too. But I love all my chat room things. That we're going to get you up there. How about let's have some sexy Les Petites Poussons dans toutes mes brutales. They're French, so I have no idea what they're singing, but I like them. Here we go.
Moi je ferai le mort gonfler l'air d'un ballon. Ils ont failli croquer mon cœur et petit poisson. Moi je ferai le mort gonfler l'air d'un ballon. Ils ont failli croquer mon cœur et petit poisson. Moi je ferai le mort gonfler l'air d'un ballon. Ils ont failli croquer mon cœur et petit poisson.
What great guest I have, too. Fran Capo, amazing. Go to www.francapo.com and then look for the Titanic clip and check that out. That's pretty amazing. And her books as well. Rachel Wilgorin up there, too. Check out Nearsay with my friend Rudy. Thank you. Wherever you are, Rudy, you're Midwest or something. Or upstate. I don't know. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Love that show. You panned the Titanic, huh? Sinking ships. I mean, you can't go wrong with sinking ships, Betty Jo. Seriously. Do you know that the Titanic, speak of the Titanic, before the Titanic, there was a book called Wreck of the Titans, which was about a shipwreck of an unsinkable ship, and a man lands on an iceberg and how he survives, and just all amazing, and it was headed to New York. And do you know that was the Cunard Line, and that would have docked in Greenwich Village, and I'm trying to think of the street. Let me go backwards. I think that might have been around 12th. So on the west side, at around 12th Street, that's where it would have docked. You gotta love New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping, we're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my Capitol fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day, everything else we let slide.
Okay, I want to mention Loving New York, one of my favorite groups, Betty. We'll be playing the 13th, that's tonight, at 92nd Street Y Tribeca. So if you go to Hello Betty, you'll find out more about Betty. Go to their website, Hello Betty. But they're performing tonight. It is such a great deal. I think it's like $10 or $15. And they do, it's not just music. I mean, the banter is hysterical. Everything they do is just funny. So I highly recommend going to see Betty tonight. They're a very fun group. What else do I have? Somebody, where's that? Well, a little George Bettinger here. Here we go.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger. Check him out, 106 Hot Mix, every day at 4 p.m. And don't forget my friend Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters. She always has the best guest on, too. Hi, Rudy. Hi, Rachel. You still with me? Poor Rachel with your broken hand, your broken foot. You're like that game Operation, poor Rachel. And she's still doing her Nearsay articles on top of it. I don't know how she does it, but it's all good. We have such great guests on our show. I'm going to see somebody's music I haven't played. My friend Michael Schaefer has some new tunes out. So let's get, this one's called Po' Boy. Let's play that for Michael Schaefer. Very nice, Michael Schaefer, and we'll play some more later on. A little Jessica Delfino now.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. But I'll at least be famous. 2, 3, it's I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine, it's really important to be a celebrity. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, gonna stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
Isn't that nice? And, you know, she plays her own guitar there, too. Don't forget to see Betty. Now, you can see me this week on Wednesday at Gotham Comedy Club. I'll be emceeing Michelle Ballin Show. You know Michelle Ballin from Last Comic Standing, one of my favorite comics. She cracks me up on and off stage. She's very funny, and it's got a great lineup, too. Angela LaGreca, Marla Schultz, and there's one more, and I'm sorry because I can't read the poster well. I'm in my switchboard, but just go to MichelleBallin.com, and you'll see some of it there. It's great. Hey, chat room, are you guys there? You got me on snooze-a-lose. George Bettinger every day. Okay, and at 4 p.m., 106 Hot Mix. And we've got my buddy, the Betty Jo Tucker there. I love her shows. You can listen to any of her interviews, too. She's done some fascinating interviews. They're archived, so check them out. Betty, tonight at the 92nd Street Y Tribeca. Very, very good. And let's pep up the day a little here. Let's see. Here we go. Let's rumba.
Thank you. When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Hello, my name is Maria MacGregor, teller of lore, and this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where ere I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart ere did feel desire, a courting I would go, I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a stick into me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFlurrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorin, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape, was dark and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quake and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and
for? Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw? But the man I loved, young Jacques McClure, in a wave and there at me. Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. It was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
Gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone,
Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop, 106 Hot Mix, Rachel Willigorden. I just like saying that. Rachel Willigorden, Rudy Keisley, and Steve Mendoza. It's been another great day. That fascinating stuff. That www.francapo.com. Check her out. Oh, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a good one. I got a good feeling about that. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo, on Comedy Concepts. Blog Talk Radio, and you can catch me this Wednesday the 18th at the Gotham Comedy Club, 8:30 show. I'll be emceeing. Michelle Ballin, you've got to see her, buy her DVDs. She's fantastic. Fantastical, if that's a word, I would apply it to Michelle Ballin. She'll be at the Gotham Comedy Club, New York City. It's on 23rd Street. Make your reservations today. I'll be emceeing Angela LaGreca, Marla Schultz, and I'm sorry, I apologize to the one comedian whose name I can't remember right off the bat because I'm in the chat room. So now it's a chat, and I got a sket. Thank you all for listening.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly, my message for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacker. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.